That's his boss. Mm-hmm. The boss says it's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm. Boss. Well, you know, sometimes when people from the country come into the town or city or whatever, sometimes on a weekend, something like that, sometimes you'll see the city people kind of making fun of the country person because of the way he looks or he kind of looks uncomfortable in town.
Yeah.
You ever heard him call him anything in particular? Say that he's just an old
country hick.
Country hick. You ever heard of, let's see, besides country hick, he's just an old Hoosier?
Yeah, you hear that once in a while, especially in some of the old folks.
Not as often as hick, though?
No. Most of the younger ones say country hick.
Would you ever hear redneck meaning something like that?
Don't believe I ever heard that.
Haven't heard that. Have you ever heard somebody say he's just an old podunk? Something like that?
I've heard that term, but not very often.
Can you recall what it was used?
And I might have even read it as something else, too.
Maybe in the situation, say he's just from Podunk or somewhere, Podunk, Arkansas, something like that.
Of course, we have Boston Chalk and Terrapin Neck.
Oh, those are names of
places.
Is that right?
That's right.
Before I get out of Arkansas, I want to go through Delight. I saw the sign, going through here.
I guess that's French.
I really don't know, to tell you the truth. The only thing I know about is that, that's where Glenn Campbell's from.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I think that was the name for the French. Delight.
I see.
They is a French word.
Yeah.
And just like this out here, Prairie Dam, this was all along here for this prayer one time. And it's a French word. Rabbit Rick.
I see. That was one we were talking about the other day. Not us, but me and another fellow. A little place called Umpire, Arkansas.
Mm, yeah.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some places in Alabama that have unusual names.
There's another one up in the Arkansas Oil Trough.
What's that?
Oil Trough.
Oil Trough.
Now, can you imagine where the name Oil Trough came from?
I really can't.
I tell you what, they took all the logs when they first settled in this country, and they'd render the bare fat, and they'd put it in those hollow logs and send it down the river.
Oh, I'll be.
And so they named the town Oil Trough.
That's a slap out Alabama. And, I don't know if two eggs in Alabama or Florida. There's a two egg around there somewhere.
Well,
I saw when I was in, where was it? Yeah, when I was in El Dorado, I went through Smackover. That was an interesting one.
Yeah. That town has been there a long time. There must have been a good many people settled there early. Some of the people down from around the field married women down in Smackover. I don't know who set up. Purefoy's came in there real early, but they settled more in the Camden area.
Let's see.